just about do it. Stephanie is going to be back from her tour with Lisa Loeb any minute. So I made a trail of rose petals leading upstairs where she'll find a bubble bath with candles and a glass of her favorite champagne, beer.
Jimmy, she is going to be so excited. And I'm so excited I get to use my new shop vac after to clean it all up.
Oh, she's here.
I knew this day was upon us. The clown wars have begun. Let me get my confetti cannon and giant shoes.
No. We thought you were Stephanie.
After all this time, you can't tell us apart.
I'm the sexy, sassy one who isn't marrying my brother.
Surprise!
Hey, Stephanie, you were supposed to come through the front door. Don't you know how surprises work?
I'm just so happy you guys are home. See?
Oh, this is such a nice surprise. But we were only gone a couple of days. Wait, is it my birthday? Is it your birthday? Am I dying? Who's dying?
No one is dying. I just love you, and I wanted you to feel welcome when you came home.
Follow the path to the bubble bath your fiancé drew for you. And not to brag, but the rubber ducky was my idea.
Oh, thank goodness. Can't wait to get the smell of Albuquerque off of me.
Good luck with that.
Jimmy, honey, this is so thoughtful of you. And I was thinking of you, too. That's why I brought you a half-eaten package of airline peanuts.
Wow! It's like Christmas in December.
Hi, guys. Bye, guys.
Oh, why are you in such a rush?
Oh, it's my busiest time of year at the pet clinic. Flea dip week. For a reasonable fee, we'll get rid of your fleas.
You're not actually gonna say that to anyone, are you?
Not anymore.
I'm Pamela's father, and I want to know who did it.
Uncle Jesse, is everything okay?
You know, this is a crime, okay?
Should I call the police?
Yeah, this is something that's going to haunt her for the rest of her life.
Should I call the Ghostbusters?
Fine. You know what? I'll find out who did it myself.
Hey, did you know that there's a version of Ghostbusters with men?
Focus, people. Focus. I just found out that Pamela got bit at school yesterday.
I got Band-Aid.
Oh, you got a poo-poo? Come on. Let's go get you some candy for my secret stash.
Did you hear that? She said she has a secret stash.
I know, it's called a drawer.
Yes, but which drawer is the question?
Teacher won't tell me who bit her. Pamela won't tell me who bit her. How am I gonna send her back there to bite the kid back?
Uncle Jesse, that's not how we handle things anymore.
Right, those pesky cell phones. People record everything these days.
No, I mean, we don't teach our kids to bite back. You have to let the teacher handle it.
Why? Remember all those years ago when someone pinched Michelle? I said, go pinch him back.
The 90s sound like dark days.
Yeah, and how'd that plan work out for you?
I don't need a history lesson. I'm trying to solve a crime here. Right, Tommy?
What?
And you don't think that maybe you should run this by Aunt Becky?
Becky is in Nebraska helping out her mother. I don't want to bother her with such a tiny little thing like this. Right, Tommy?
Wait.
Right, because she'd tell you not to do what you're about to do.
Exactly.
When I say flea, you say dip.
Where's Jim?
She's supposed to say dip.
Oh, good, DJ, you're here. The place is out of control. Janet has the flu. Can't come in this week.
Oh, no. Poor Janet.
Poor Janet. Poor us. It is flea dip week. We can't be without a receptionist, DJ. What are we going to do?
When I say flea, you say dip. Flea, dip, flea, dip. That's how you do it, people. DJ, you were in such a hurry to leave the house, you forgot your lunch. Which I ate. So I stopped on the way here and got you guys some soup.
Oh, thanks, Kimmy. You are a lifesaver.
Kimmy, you are a lifesaver. We need someone to fill in for Janet for the next couple of days. Are you up for it?
Really? You trust me to work in your office?
Of course.
Would you need references? Because I can't provide any.
Kimmy, I've known you for 30 years. I trust you.
Well, great. Okay, so where do you need me? Surgery, x-ray, neuter a schnauzer?
Answer on the phones.
Are you sure I should be doing that while neutering a schnauzer?
No, just answer on the phone.
Oh, let me get. Okay. Harmon Fuller Pet Care.
Deej, are you sure it's a good idea to have Kimmy working here? I mean, friends and business just never mix.
Well, we're friends and we work together.
Right. Let me put this another way. You know, Kimmy is, Kimmy.
Kimmy is a successful business owner, and she's more than capable of keeping our office running. So if you don't think she deserves a shot, then maybe you don't deserve that soup.
It's in a bread bowl. She can stay.
Is that a perfectly tossed watercress salad?
Yeah, Jimmy made it with light dressing.
That's exactly how you like it. You have a very considerate fiancé.
Yeah, I do.
Very, very considerate.
He's considerate. But so what? So am I.
If you say so.
You think I'm considerate, right?
Yes, you are quick-witted.
Are you avoiding my question?
Yes, I think I do hear the mailman.
You don't think I'm considerate?
Of course I do. Except that one time you forgot Jimmy's birthday. And that one time that you didn't notice his haircut. And that one time that you drove home with Jimmy on the roof of the car.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. I'm a jerk.
I did not say that.
I used to do nice things for Jimmy all the time. Lately, I've been so busy with the baby and my music career. Can't remember the last time I did something special for him.
Perhaps you need to be more giving.
Yeah. Yeah. I could do that. How do I do that?
You can start with this salad. Being considerate is fun.
Oh, boy.
All right, kids. The reason why I gathered you all here today is because I'm having an after-school playdate / sting operation to find out who bit your cousin.
Of course you have. Wait, why are you doing it here?
I don't want them to know where I live. There's a biter amongst them.
Then why are they coming where I live?
Why are you asking so many questions? I'm trying to solve a mystery here.
Yeah, me too. Why are we here?
OK, because I need you guys to do recon. I need you to pass out a cookie to potential perp. That way I'm going to match the bite mark to the bite mark on your cousin's arm. I'm going to find out which little creep bit her. Then Pamela or myself will bite the little creep back.
So best case scenario, this ends with someone biting a child.
Yes.
Huh. Legally, this would probably be a good time for us to leave, but I'm kind of curious to see how this plays out.
Remember the plan, okay? Hey, hi, everybody. Welcome to an after-school play day with no particular reason and no hidden agenda whatsoever. Come on in. Come on in. There you go.
Talk about, but we've reached our destination.
Well, if it isn't Man Bun Boy.
After the gender reveal party, you never called me.
Oh, it's really, it's nothing personal.
I was so moved by your song, I cried.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you said we were, and I quote, buds.
Nah, must have been another handsome guy with great hair. I wouldn't say that, no. Come on in, Glenn.
It's Ben.
Ben?
It's Ben.
Well, let's compromise. Pete. Come on in, Pete.
Kimmy, what are all the medical files doing out?
Oh, I've reorganized all the pets according to adorability. Obviously, Cosmo's the cutest, and then it works all the way down to Muffin with the unfortunate underbite.
Kimmy, you can't change the filing system. Matt and I like things the way they are.
You need to get out of your comfort zone. A to Z is so last year. Sharon, this will be a day you will never forget.
What's going on?
Shlomo is turning 13, so we're throwing him a bar mitzvah here on Saturday.
Oh, look at that Shana Bruno. Oh.
Bye, Shlomo. Mazel tov. See you
Saturday. Saturday? Kimmy, that's our busiest day.
Oh, don't worry. I canceled all of your appointments. We can't have customers blocking the ice cream sundae bar.
No, Kimmy, we can't close for a dog party.
It's totally worth it. It will be excellent word of mouth. I promise. It will be the bar mitzvah of the century. The Goldsteins are gonna plot.
Hey, Deej.
Hi.
Hey. How's Comet Junior Jr.?
She's great. Dip dried and ready to go.
Yo, Steve-O. Hey, Deej, I got a question. Did you know that we are hosting something called a bar mitzvah this Saturday?
Oh, good. The Evite went out.
I'm a definite yes. Comet Junior Jr. will not leave the dance floor.
I'll update the guest list.
Yeah, that is Kimmy making great happen.
Deej, we are overworked as it is. Now we're hosting parties for dogs?
It's totally worth it. It's excellent word of mouth, and I promise it'll be the bar mitzvah of the century. The Goldsteins are gonna plot.
Oy vey, I'm schwitzing already.
Next.
So, Kimmy's working here. How's that going?
It's great. It's great.
That bad, huh?
Worse.
That makes sense, because Kimmy is, you know, Kimmy.
Kimmy's my best friend. I mean, I can't get rid of her, and besides, she's only had one boss who hasn't fired her.
Who's that?
Herself. I can't let her go. She would be devastated, and I can't do that to her. Kimmy? Harmon Fuller Pet here.
What are you doing answering the phones?
Oh, well, Saturday, the dog's becoming a man, and it's long story. What's up, Steph?
I really slacked off in the fiancé department. I want Jimmy to know how much I care.
You just need to make him feel special. When was the last time you made dinner?
When I drove a car through the kitchen?
Yeah, don't do that. But do make him dinner.
What do you got?
Well, we've come to a conclusion.
You found the biter?
No. But we found out it's not easy taking a cookie from a kid.
And we also found out that none of the kids match the bite marks on Pamela's arm.
There's five cookies here, and there's six kids. What kind of shoddy detective work is this?
The kind that's free and against our will.
Okay, I'll take care of this myself. Hi, kids. Which one of you didn't get a cookie, huh? Cookie.
Oh, not for Ben, because he knows better than processed sugar.
Oh. You're one of those hipster helicopter parents. I got it. Okay, good. Ben, how'd you like a nice, sweet apple slice?
Is it organic, or?
Yeah, let's go with that, sure. Did I say organic? I meant it's lathered in bug-killing chemicals.
Oh, that was close. Good looking out.
Yeah. Hey. Where's Pamela?
She's in the kitchen watching Aunt Steph cook.
Okay. Aunt Steph's cooking? Thank God I parked in front.
Why are you dressed like that?
Why are you snatching cookies from children?
I am trying to solve a crime.
I think you're committing one.
Let me just see this real fast. Let me see here. Aha! A perfect match. We've got ourselves a biter. Come on, come on. You're going down, Glenn or Gwen or whatever your name is. Hey, Pocket Pop, get your app over here.
So, bro?
Your son bit my daughter.
Are you sure? I mean, he doesn't have a history of biting. Misusing gender pronouns, sure, but biting, no.
The bite mark on this apple matches perfectly with the bite mark that my daughter got yesterday at school.
Oh, that's not possible.
No. Why? Because you gluten intolerant, participation trophy given, no. Third party
vote. He couldn't have.
Oh, he couldn't have. What? No. Any problem with your kid is somehow our problem?
No, he wasn't.
It's not her problem. It's our problem.
You can't. Disneyland!
What?
I know. I gave my money to a faceless corporate conglomerate. I'm so ashamed.
You were at Disneyland?
We had a great time. I had a churro. Be better, Ben!
Wait a minute. If your kid didn't bite my kid, then who did? Oh. Come on, what are you doing? Why are you biting yourself?
I like Band-Aids.
You like Band-Aids? That's why you were biting yourself? Sweetie, just ask for a Band-Aid. I'll give you 100 Band-Aids, but please don't bite yourself anymore.
Okay, Daddy.
Ben, is it?
Did you have something to say about us new age hipster parents?
Yes, I'm sorry for being the jerk that I thought you were.
Well, I forgive you. Because forgiveness is a hug you give to your soul. Mm-hmm. Now, how about a real one, bud?
Well, the soul hug was enough, wasn't it? No? This is why I never called you back.
Honey, you're home!
Wow! This is quite a welcome. Wait, why are you wearing that? Is it Halloween? Am I dying? Who's dying?
Honey, nobody is dying. I'm just happy you're home. Now, have a seat. I've got all of your favorites. Fried chicken, Sunny D, and even a word jumble.
Oh, wow. This is amazing. Or as word jumble would say, Zingamma.
I even did some laundry today, and you'll never guess what I stumbled across. The baseball t-shirt that you were wearing the first time we kissed.
What? Been looking for that for months. How did you find it?
Well, turns out I stole it from you. But I'm so considerate that I returned it, washed and ready to go.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, you're the best.
Ta-da! Oh, I must have shrunk it in the dryer. Oh, I can't do anything right.
No. It's okay. I'm sure it'll stretch. Let me just give it the old Jimmy try here. Um, It's perfect.
I liked it as a shirt, but I love it as a hat.
I'm sorry I ruined it, but I do have one more surprise for you. I made you a very special dessert.
Oh, pie?
No.
Mud pie?
No.
Apple crumble?
I'm gonna get the cake. Ooh, I made it just for you. It is red velvet.
Now, you know I'm allergic to red food dye.
Of course. That's why this one is completely organic and dye-free.
Oh. Mm. Delicious. How'd you get it red without the dye?
I use beets.
Oh, I'm very allergic to beets. Maybe that's why I can't feel the left side of my face.
You can't feel your what?
Oh, there goes the other side.
No. Jimmy, just put it down.
But you made it with love.
Kimmy, can you answer the...
Herman Fuller Pet Care, can you please hold? Kimmy?
Hey, Kimmy, can you grab Buster's file?
You bet she can! Kimmy?
Hey, Deej. I'm drumming up more customers with my sweet sign-spinning skills.
You're killing me, Gibbler.
What's happening? Where's Kimmy?
She's in the bathroom crying because you are not being very supportive, and she cares so much.
Is that her in a dog suit spinning a sign?
Well, if you're wearing a dog suit, I mean, you gotta spin something, right?
Deej, come on. We all love Kimmy, but you know this isn't working out.
Yeah, fine. I know, I'll take care of it. You were right.
Yes, I knew it. It only took 5 years, but DJ Fuller said I was right. Oh, Gia owes me $20. Come on.
Kimmy, can we talk?
Oh, sure. I could use a bowl of water.
I have good news for you. You are too talented for this place. We do not deserve you.
Oh, no. That's what they said when they canned me at Hot Dog on a Stick.
You're firing me.
No! No, I'm setting you free to pursue greater opportunities.
That's what they said at Bed Bath & Beyond when they told me to go beyond the entrance and never come back. Why can't I keep a job for even one day?
Because you're Kimmy. You weren't meant to have a regular job. You were meant to be your own self-employed party planner.
I have been pretty successful.
The things that make you not so good here are what make you great in your real job.
Now that you mention it, I have been suffocating in this rigid corporate environment.
You're not a filer or a phone answerer. You are a dog suit wearing, party planning boss lady.
That's me in a nutshell.
But you were still willing to help me out, and that's why you're my best friend.
Thanks, Deej. Oh, you're a wonderful friend, too. Want me to get that for old time's sake?
No. Herman Fuller Pet Care. Steph? I'll be right there. I'll be back as soon as I can.
What's wrong?
Stephanie tried to cook. Hey, Steph, we got here as soon as we could.
Oh, thank you. This is so nice of you, but you guys both didn't have to come.
Oh, it's okay. I had to get out of a weird play date anyway. And you know, in a past life, I was an ER doctor, so...
How's Jimmy?
He's fine. They're taping up his toe right now. It's just a minor fracture.
Wait, a fracture? I thought you poisoned him.
Well, Benadryl took care of that, but when I was rushing to get it, I knocked over a chair and broke his toe.
You are literally loving him to death.
I know. He deserves better. I have so much on my plate right now, you know, with the baby and my music career. I feel like Jimmy's getting lost in the shuffle.
Oh, that's just part of being a couple. You always wonder if you're doing enough.
I just messed it all up. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not good at taking care of people.
What are you talking about? You gave up your whole life to come and move in and take care of me and the kids when I needed you the most.
So you're saying there's still hope for me yet?
Oh, come on. Jimmy adores you. You see the way he looks at you when you hold that baby?
He's right. Steph, before I met you, I was just living in an RV in a Walmart parking lot, eating nothing but French fries. And now, my life is even better. Got a baby, fiance, a home, and a business, and that's all because of you.
Oh, you said I'm better than French fries. I mean, that's what makes us work. So we're both just so happy to have found each other. I love you, Jimmy.
I love you too, Steph.
Aww. You get the feeling we should have left a while ago?
100%.
All right, come on, ladies and Uncle Jesse. Don't slow down. We have to eat this cake before Jimmy does.
For Jimmy!
See, Steph, this was very thoughtful of you.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy's very, very, very lucky to have you.
And I'm lucky to have a friend who isn't afraid to tell me the truth.
Oh, so no hard feelings about today?
No, not at all. I talked Shlomo's family into moving the bar mitzvah to his house, so I still got the job.
Well, I guess I gotta get used to this new school style of parenting. You know, you're right, DJ. I should have done the opposite of everything that I did.
Yeah, but that's what makes you you.
Yeah. I am perfect.